This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. President Obama recently announced that he is slowing the drawdown of the U.S. military in Afghanistan and plans to leave 8,400 troops in that country through the end of the year and through the end of his term. In the early years of the U.S. involvement in Iraq and Afghanistan, members of the Vermont National Guard played a significant role in troop deployments, sending units over to the war zone at a higher rate than other states. Here to talk with us about what's happening in the Guard right now is the state's Adjutant General, Major General Stephen Cray. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hey, good afternoon.
Are there any current deployments of Vermont Guard troops?
Just no large-scale formations that are deployed currently. We continue to have, individual soldiers and airmen deploy for several months up to a year at different locations, but no large-scale formations right now or actually in the near future.
So no units are planning to deploy, because we have had, even when we're not in Iraq and Afghanistan, smaller units deploy for shorter time periods to other countries.
So we'll have over the next several years small, maybe five people at a time who are doing, significant amount of work for the, for us over there, but no large scale formations in the next couple of years.
In the early years, as I mentioned, of these conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan, there were Vermont Guard members who had deployed multiple times for long stints in these countries. We know that there are far fewer U.S. troops on the ground in those countries now than there were in 2005 and 2010. Is it just numbers that are contributing to the fact that the Vermont Guard isn't deploying, or is there a change in U.S. military strategy that's leading to fewer or no current deployments of that size and scale?
It's probably a matter of timing, to be honest. So the Air Guard deployed a number of times, as you mentioned, during 2002, 2005, 2007, and same thing for the Army. Our largest deployment was in 2010, and so there's a cycle to the training for the Army, and it's about a 5-year cycle. So we went through an intense training period after we got back from Afghanistan, and actually last year was our available year, they call it, where the Vermont National Guard was at the highest readiness levels, but we're not used in the rotation. So now we're back into a cycle where we're actually at the beginning of that cycle, and the next opportunity for large scale deployments would be probably somewhere around 2019 or 20 because of this train up that it takes. And for the Air National Guard, as you know, as we move towards the F-35 deployment, there's going to be less opportunity for that for our unit, because we're going to go through training for the F-35. So that won't be until into the 20s as well for our Air Guard.
Are the F-35 fighter jets still expected to be on the ground in Burlington in 2017?
Yeah, 2019. So yeah, in the fall of 2019 is when they're expected to be here. Yep.
When the debate was ongoing before the U.S. military had made the decision to base the F-35 fighter jets in Burlington, one of the arguments made by the Guard in favor of having the jets here was because it provided a significant mission for the Vermont Air National Guard that would contribute to keeping the Air Guard here, to keeping it strong, and to limiting the possibility of having to downsize the Guard. So, there are still questions about the F-35s and lawsuits that are pending, but that gives the Air Guard a mission in Vermont. Does the Army Guard have a mission that's ongoing that would prevent it from seeing sizable decreases in the amount of personnel here?
Yeah, we do. The Vermont Army National Guard, the brigade, the 86, in particular, the 86 Combat Brigade, has been chosen as a test pilot to link with the active duty as an associate unit, and with the goal of increasing the readiness levels of the reserve component. So you link the active duty with the Guard, and you train together over a number of years with the goal of actually increasing both the entire readiness level of that unit. So it just goes to show you that the U.S. Army believes in the capabilities and the men and women of the Vermont Army National Guard to be able to do that mission. So, yes, I think that is one of those things that says, the Army knows that we have a mission to do for this country. They know that we're capable of doing the mission here for the state of Vermont, and that will continue for the future.
Has having the Guard been in the Joint Chiefs made a difference in that realm?
I think it has. You know, General Grass, who is set to retire here in a few weeks, has been a strong advocate for the Vermont National Guard and has a voice in a different place, you know, a seat at the table, as they say. And that's important for the Guard because the Guard is not like it used to be, right? You know, since 9/11, the country has invested a lot of resources into the National Guard to make them as capable as possible and as ready. And the fact is that the U.S. Army and the United States Air Force rely on the reserve components to do the mission. They can't do it without it. So we've made an investment into that, and it's smart for the United States to continue to do that training and to invest in the equipment for the National Guard.
I haven't been able to find any numbers on this, but I have heard anecdotally that there are reductions in personnel happening at the Guard. Can you address that?
So the National Guard last year for the Army was at 350,000. This year, and by the end of 2017, or coming up in 1 October for the fiscal year for the U.S. government, the numbers are going to drop to 342,000. So there are slight reductions, but we haven't changed the numbers at the Vermont Army National Guard. What we are doing, though, is the full-time support that goes along with the number of soldiers that you have in your units is being slightly reduced. So we are, but that's happening through attrition. So instead of hiring new full-time workforce, we're going to just continue to draw down slightly. So the number of soldiers over time will drop slightly, but not significantly here in Vermont.
So there are no effectively what we would call layoffs happening? Nobody's being told that they're out of a job?
Correct. Yeah. So we're just not able to hire on as many full-time personnel as we have been in the past. The brigade is going through a transition period over the last year, and we'll finish that up during this year with certain different capabilities that the Army needs. And the numbers will change slightly on the number of our soldiers that we have. But overall, there's not significant change, and no, there's nobody that's being laid off, if you will.
I read that the Vermont Guard is participating in a cybersecurity exercise at the end of this month. And from what I've read, it's designed to test the military's ability to respond to an attack on military computer systems. What do you think the military's weakness is in this realm, and how important it is to be prepared for cyber attacks as part of military readiness?
Yeah. So overall, cybersecurity is something that the entire world is grappling with right now, obviously, and for the military, especially important. And to safeguard sensitive information is always key. There are a number of actors out there that want to do harm and know that they can do harm through cyber. And so providing cybersecurity is important, and it's an important mission for the Department of Defense and including the National Guard. So we have teams that are being formed and trained right now to, yes, as you mentioned, deal with the military side, but we also, because the National Guard has a state responsibility, that we're still exploring exactly the legalities of being able to supply support to state entities and perhaps even private industry, like, you know, power and water and those kinds of things. So right now we know we have expertise to do sort of a liaison work. And what we're working, what this exercise will test, is our ability to actually be able to help, combat an attack. And so this is an opportunity to do it on a closed network, and actually get some good lessons learned out of it.
We just have about 30 seconds left, but I want to ask you a quick question, which is about a not quick subject. We know that the suicide rate among both active duty and non-active troops is very high. What's the Vermont Guard doing to address that issue now, while the emphasis is not on deployment, but is on personnel who have already been through these?
Yeah. So, resilience training needs to continue. It is not something that just happens during deployments, as you know. And so it's a sad fact that the suicide rates in the military is especially high. And we need to continue to reach out to every soldier, to every airman, to their families, to let them know that there is help and that there is no stigmatism to asking for help, and that there are resources to be able to do that. And resiliency training is very high and a very high priority for us.
Major General Stephen Cray commands the Vermont National Guard as Adjutant General. Thanks very much for taking the time to talk
with us. Absolutely.
Thank
you.